My wife uses Alexa to help with her dinner recipes, and I use Google to help me do home improvements around the house or work on my Jeep. More and more people are turning to online spaces for information, community, and even spiritual guidance. And this presents a tremendous opportunity for churches and ministries to expand their reach and share their message with a wider audience. We're going to talk about how to do that next on the Church Solutions Podcast.
It's the Church Solutions Podcast, brought to you by StreamingChurch.tv. The Church Solutions Podcast is all about helping you and your church with technology and other resources for your life and ministry. Now, here are your hosts, Steve Lacy and Phil Thompson.
It's the Church Solutions Podcast, and my name is Phil Thompson.
And I'm Steve Lacy.
And this is episode number 429, but hey, who's counting?
Is it?
Are you counting?
All right. Yes, it is 429.
Well, yeah. Is there an engine? Is there an engine out there?
Oh, there is. There is an engine.
All right. Very quickly, before we lose everybody, who made the engine and is it still in production?
I think it's a Ford.
Sounds familiar.
Yeah, Ford's 429. Anyway, moving on. What are we talking about today?
Well, before we get into our topic, I do want to remind everybody that we're having a really pretty cool webinar introducing a brand spanking new product. And the webinar is May 14th. And it's the name of the webinar is Preach Once, Inspire Daily. And we are introducing a product. Should I say it's the latest name?
You can, sure. But the key thing that we're going to be talking about is how to preach once and inspire daily. So a way to get your people involved, going deeper in your sermon content all during the week, very easily, quickly. And it's worked. We're piloting it at my small group at my church, and it's been working. It's been having great response all around from church members as well as the leadership at the church.
And the key to this thing that we're going to talk about in the webinar is that this is not really going to require really any more work on the pastor's part, per se, right? He or she is going to deliver a message like they normally do.
Yes.
And then everything takes over. And it's a great tool to connect people and help people grow spiritually and connect with each other with very minimal work. Right. On the speaker's part.
Yep. Gives you a great way to equip your members to stay connected to your message and your church.
Yeah.
And guys on, in my small group have just been gobbling it up. So completely voluntary, but they're just like, oh, wow, this is perfect. So.
Yeah. So we're calling it, what are we calling it? Just real quick.
Daily Dive 365.
Daily Dive 365 is what the product's called. And this is not a sales webinar. It's really a webinar just to tell you what this can do. And if you want to use it, you can.
Yeah.
But so.
Yeah, you can use it or just apply the principles in your church.
Yeah, exactly.
As well.
So where do people sign up for this free webinar at?
If they go to webinar.streamingchurch.tv.
All right. It's a May 14th, 12 noon Eastern time, 9 Pacific time. So sign up today and I think you'll be enlightened by it. All right. So now on to your question that you asked earlier. What is the topic? Well, so we're going to talk about reaching new people through online ministry and spreading your message further. And look, my wife uses Alexa, what is the device it's got the video screen on it.
It's called an Echo Show.
Yeah, an Echo Show. We have one in our kitchen. We actually have several Alexa devices in our house, and she uses it for dinner recipes and help her with dinner recipes. I actually use Google most of the time to help me do some maybe home improvement projects or fix something that broke on the fridge or maybe even work on my Jeep. And the bottom line is people are using the internet more and more to get information, to connect with different people, communities. to grow spiritually. As Bob Dylan said, the times they are changing, and they are changing. And so, look, I know there's people out there kind of hang on to this whole idea about, well, I don't want to do this. Let's just go back to meeting. And look, we're not saying you can't keep doing what you're doing. All we're trying to say is there is some great tools out there, technology-wise, that could really enhance what you are doing at your facility, at your church building. And so we're going to talk about how that can help you with probably about 6 or 7 points here. And we'll put this on the blog later. We have a blog, blog.streamingchurch.tv. Feel free to look at it anytime you want. But anyhow, so let's just jump into this. Basically, leveraging technology, you can reach new people, you can connect with your existing people, and there's some practical things you can do.
Yes. So number one on our list is about embracing the power of social media.
Yeah, and
We've
look,
been.
go ahead.
Go
I'm
ahead.
sorry.
Go
Well,
ahead.
I look, I'm doing the social media predominantly right now. Michael Gray's gone for a few weeks, and so I've been doing the social media. I've been doing it all the time ever since I started here back in whenever it was, the dark ages. But Michael does a lot more. And I'll be honest with you, when I look at my task, we use Asana to assign each other things that we don't want to do. And no, I'm just kidding, things that we need to get done. And I look at social media and I go, okay, I got to do this again. But the truth is, if you do it consistently, if you embrace social media and you have a plan and you have a strategy and you just do it consistently and you just schedule it, 15 minutes a day or 15 minutes 3 times a week, whatever you decide to do, in fact, I would even suggest starting small. You can use platforms like Facebook and Instagram and even TikTok, if it still exists for us here. They're powerful tools to connect with new people. And so you can share some uplifting content, some funny content that's good humor, snippets from your messages. You could do polls, you could do questions. It's all designed to spark conversations and be involved in it. And if you do that consistently, you will see some results.
Yeah. And I think the key takeaway points are one is if you want to get some engagement, and if you get some engagement, stimulate that engagement. I know we went through at our church a review of some of these things and found that we were not doing a good job. People were posting some things and people weren't responding to the posts. And the other people come on later and go, wow, this guy posted this, 2 weeks ago and nothing's going on. It must be dead here. And so they tend to walk away. So stay involved with it. And so that's one bit of advice. And the other thing that I'll throw out there is we have this unique tool, Viral Stream Share. So if you are already streaming, it is available to you as well. And what that does is you basically allow your, you send an invitation to your members or just a few of your members to restream your service. So as soon as you go live on your platform, they can take that stream and it will automatically publish onto, Phil's Facebook page. And so all of Phil's 250 friends will see, wow, what's going on? There's a church service going on Phil's Facebook page. What's that all about? And so if you just have a few members that take advantage of this, the ability to get your exposure out to thousands very quickly through a known channel, like one of their friends, a member of your church and some of their friends, you're gonna get some exposure for your church. So viral stream share. Check it out. Go to streamingchurch.tv and look at the features page if you want. There's a little video on it there too.
Yeah,
So.
and if the context, in case somebody's new to us, yeah, we do streaming video. That's part of what we do here as a company, streamingchurch.tv. And I should say, I should add too, just to clarify, it would be me that would put it on my Facebook page. I'm the one that would authenticate it or authorize it.
You would just,
So,
yeah, the church would
yeah.
send you an invitation and you would hit okay, and that's all you need to do. So then you can go off and be at the beach or at the baseball game or wherever. And once the church starts streaming, it's going to stream to your Facebook page. The members don't have to do anything
Yeah,
other than just
exactly.
grant permission
Yeah,
a one
and it
time.
could, yeah, and you can do it, or you can stop it later, or whatever you want to do. But it's just a good way to introduce what your favorite church is doing, giving people exposure that may not necessarily get the exposure. And so yeah, it's a viral stream share. Yeah, streamingchurch.tv. You can go there for that. So the point is, embrace the power of social media. There is power in it, and it's figure out what you want to do and be consistent with it. That's really what it comes down to. So, all right. So let's move on here if you're okay with that. The other one is getting back to the website, which we talk a lot about here. But I am always surprised. Well, not to say surprised, but I'll go to a lot of churches' websites, and they're not very compelling. They may be out of date. They may not. They may have links that don't work. There may be a lot of things in it. And so the point I'm trying to make here in this second point is develop a compelling website. Your church website is your digital storefront. I mean, that's what people are looking at today. They're usually not going to just show up out of the blue at your facility. They're going to check you out first online. And if they like what they see, or if they have questions, they can reach out to you. So your website has to be user-friendly. It's got to be informative. It should be up to date, and it should really reflect your mission, your church's mission. And again, you want to be clear on what your service times are. You want to make sure that if you do streaming video, people can easily access it and find it, or even your archives, right?
And I think the bar is pretty low for acceptable. You want to avoid not advertising in your front page about your Easter service in July. Because that just it just points that, wow, these guys, I'm not going to visit there because they don't even manage their, I wonder what their church looks like.
Yeah.
So you don't
Yeah.
you want to you know but if you have current stuff, it doesn't have to be the best website in the world. You want to communicate your personality, your church, what your teaching's like, that sort of thing, so people and what you offer. But it doesn't require a PhD in
No,
that. So
it doesn't. We would recommend ourchurch.com, ourchurch.com, right? That's our website, right?
that's
Our
it.
church.
Yep.
But
Those
we
guys have been
recommend those.
doing, they have been doing website, doing SEO. They're kind of, they primarily serve the church. They do have some other things they get into, but they understand the church. They're all Christian based and they do a really good job. So check them out.
Paul Steinbrück is his name. Good guy. Good deal. Ourchurch.com. Check that out. But yeah, so, again, these are simple things, but honestly, sometimes we just forget, right? We're on staff or we're doing things and we got other things going on. And then we realize, oh, yeah, the website's out of date, So develop a compelling website, embrace the power of social media. Number three, I would encourage you to explore podcasting and even possibly creating some online courses. For your church. Again, as I said at the very beginning of this podcast that we're doing, that people are online, and the new generation's online, and so podcasts actually offer a pretty convenient way for people to learn, to grow, and be inspired. And so you can do a lot with podcasts. They've made it pretty simple today. We have a podcasting. How would you describe that, Steve? People
So
can use our company.
we're going to be making it super easy, especially in 2 weeks when we do our webinar, in that if you do your, you just upload or record a video and it will create a week's worth of podcasts for you automatically and publish them and do all the groundwork for you. You got to name it. You got to describe it so that, when people searching for the podcast, and you got to upload a logo, which every church has, and this will create a week's worth of podcasts. That's probably going to be the simplest route to go. And it's going to go forward. It'll create this content for your review and allow you to preview and change and edit, but it does all the hard work itself, or automatically.
Yeah, absolutely. And so and we have there's a company that we also work with. You know the person that runs it pretty well. What's the name of the company?
They are podserve.fm. Actually, we're going to partner with them on this automated feature as well. So,
Okay.
but this will be, yeah, we are making it, going to make it just super easy so that all the headache of figuring out, I don't know how to publish this thing. Where do I send it to? This will send it to all the Apples and the Spotifys and all the systems in the world for you. And it will create your a daily podcast for you. So it does a very good job.
It's exciting. So that's going to be May 14th. If you want to sign up for that webinar, they'll tell you a little more about that webinar.streamingchurch.tv. I do want to say this though, if you want to do your podcast the good old-fashioned way, it's really not that hard to do. I mean, Steve and I used to do podcast my goodness, been a well over 10 years, and he would either come over to my home office or I would go to his home office, and we would just set up a little mixer and we would record, using something to record the podcast, stick a couple microphones in front of us, and we'd go over the topics kind of like we do now. Although a few years later, even before the pandemic, I think we started using Skype, where we would talk with each other or interview guests. And in fact, I remember years ago, Steve, I don't know if you remember this, we actually were, I think we were at your church using the office there, and we set up our podcast with the microphones and a mixer. And then we all actually set up another computer, and we used Skype to interview somebody that was like in Oklahoma or something, and we made it work. So that was a little more complicated. But the point I'm getting at here, like even today, what Steve and I are doing right now, we're both in the Tucson, Arizona area, but we're not in the same office usually. And so we're doing this with Zoom. And we have the video that we put on our website, streamingchurch.tv, but then we strip it down and we also upload it, where people who normally, wherever you get your podcast, you can get Church Solutions podcast. So I say all that to say this, it's not that hard. And I'm usually done doing this in an hour. So it's not even after, I mean, we're doing some basic stuff, but it's not hard to do.
Yeah. And podcasts are a lot more popular than people may think. So
They are. They are.
they, yes, you're depending on what, especially go if you go younger, which is what the audience you're wanting to attract at your church, I would assume, it's getting, you're not going to find anyone in their 20s that's, I would say they're in the 80% of people that listen to podcasts every day in their 20s. As you get up into your 80s, it's probably, the other way around. But it's much more, it's very popular.
It is. And look, if you need some advice on that or some help, we're here for you. Just reach out to us at streamingchurch.tv. But podcast, something you can embrace and use, doesn't have to take that much time. Yeah, there's people that really put a lot of effort into it and run a bunch of commercials and stuff, but I'm talking some simple stuff here. And again, think about online courses. Again, people are looking online for information, and it can actually lead to a deeper engagement. All right, let's go on and move to point number four when it comes to really reaching new people and your regular people through online stuff. Number four is live streaming services. If only we knew a company that provided live streaming for churches that had lots of features designed specifically for ministry and churches. If only we knew a company like that.
Yeah, wouldn't that be nice?
Yeah,
So,
so.
yeah, that goes without saying more. You should be live streaming your services. That's people are going to check you out and they want to attend online before they come in person. Barrier to entry is super low, so you're going to get a lot more exposure live
And
streaming your services.
I was being facetious, obviously, streamingchurch.tv, that's who we are. But I do want to mention too, and that is, you really ought to consider a company that has features that are really ministry related, church related stuff. And so we have a bunch of those. And so, it's something to think about. So streamingchurch.tv. All right, we won't go on any more about that, but let's go to number five, and that is the power, or actually I've got written down here in my notes, harness the potential of email. Email still is effective. It still works. We're bombarded with lots of emails every day, depending on what you do and who you are. But you can put together some pretty nice emails, and if you do it right, you can use even some services like MailChimp is an email has email
Yeah.
templates and has tools and features for that. What is it? Constant Contact, one I'm not familiar with anymore. And then there was another one you were talking about earlier before we did this
There's
podcast.
most of your church management systems are going to have email opportunities as well, but a lot of churches want to create a better looking email than their church management sends out, and so that's where they go to these third parties of MailChimp or whatever. But if you have it, if you have a church management system, which we would recommend, emails. A great vehicle for staying connected and tuned up with people. There's a lot of, businesses and churches are kind of in similar boats, and there are some businesses that are just primarily driven off of email.
And again, if you do it right, if you take some time in it and put some nice graphics in it. I mean, I was a church I used to work, well, actually two churches I used to work with. I still get their emails, and it's okay. I haven't opted out of them because I'm interested in what they're doing, and they do a pretty good job, putting together the emails. And so yeah, I like it. It's okay. So something to consider, email. Don't throw out the baby with the bathwater, I guess is what I'm trying to say here. Email can help with your people. And so don't forget about that. All right. We good with that one?
We're good.
All right. So the other point I want to make is you want to prioritize, and we commented on this earlier, but you want to prioritize engagement and community. So again, it's not online ministry is not a one-way street. We tend to kind of think that at times, but it's not. You want to foster a sense of community and relationships. So you want to encourage comments on your social media. You want to encourage comments on your live stream. Hopefully you have a live chat platform. Even in the things we just covered, emails and those kind of things. Again, keep in mind it's about engagement and community with people and asking maybe for prayer requests and responding to people when they have a question. Those kind of things can really, again, add to the building of relationship and the building of community.
Yeah, exactly. All right.
Nothing to say about that? Nothing to add about that?
I talked about it earlier. We just said, if people are responding, you want to engage, you want to keep staying
Right.
connected. So it's not a lot of people are still moving out of the, well, my opportunity to broadcast more stuff. I'm going to send email blasts and blast everybody with email, and I'm going to blast the email content to the social media, and I'm gonna, blast, blast, blast. And it's, you need to be receptive for some feedback and encourage some feedback. So
Definitely want to manage it. All
seek
right.
it out, provide opportunities for them to
Very
let you know
much.
what they like, what they don't like.
Very much so. Last point. Well, the next to the last point. Remember the whole thing is authenticity. Some people are sick of hearing that word, but I like the word authenticity. It's a key. People are drawn to genuine people, genuine connections. So your church has a per every church has a personality. It's usually based on the senior leader. So let that personality shine through in your online presence. I mean, I'm known to be kind of humorous in some of the things I do. And so in many of the posts I make for our companies, I will sometimes share a humorous meme or something that will put a smile on somebody's face. Because I think humor is a very important thing. So whatever it is your personality is, let that shine through.
You don't want to, talking about this broadcasting thing where, oh, we got to come across as polished and we've got to come across as professional. We got to come across as, we got to create this facade. And then they come to the church and they go, wow, this is not what, I saw a bunch of stock photos on the happy children on the website. And, this is completely different, or whatever it may be. You don't want to, it's much better to take pictures of people that are part of your church and
Right.
things within your church and post those rather than creating this facade of, the beautiful people that you're posting on your website
Yeah.
that don't actually go to your church or just some stock photography you got somewhere. So anyway, yeah, you want to be authentic. You don't want to bait and switch.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. All right. And the last point is just want to emphasize content. Content is where it's at. Content is king or queen. You want to use variety. You want to use some variety. Again, people consume information different ways. So maybe a mix of content formats like your podcast, your sermon notes. We don't always with the Church Solutions podcast, we don't always talk about tech stuff, but we do it most of it. But there's times we mix it up. Same way, if you're blogging, you should. I would always recommend a church blog. It has some SEO benefits if you do it right. And so your blogs and different things that you post, variety is very important. Just keep it fresh and try to keep it a little different. You want to know your audience if you can. And there's ways you can get to know your audience a little bit. But if you know your audience, then you can have a better idea of what they like or what devices they're on. If you're doing streaming, you would have a better idea of what content might resonate with them if you know them a little bit. And the other point I want to just make with this too, when it comes to content, is you want to focus on value and don't just preach all the time. I was a pastor for years and I do like speaking and I enjoy speaking, but look, you just don't preach all the time. There's other things you can put in, real life issues and things you can offer, and it doesn't always have to be a sermon, in whatever it is you're posting online or whatever. You want to focus
Yeah.
on something that's going to attract people and connect with
It's
people.
not everything up to the senior pastor either. You
Yeah.
can have others posting whatever's going on. Children's leader.
Yeah.
Tips for kids, or
Absolutely. Yeah.
there's all kinds of opportunities.
Yeah. Again, all this stuff, it's different in the way it was 30 or 40 years ago, or even 20 years ago when I started doing ministry in the 70s, and we never had any of this stuff, right? But it's different now, but that's okay. Embrace the times. Some of this stuff may seem overwhelming, but start small. Just try to be consistent in whatever it is you're doing. And as always, if we can help you, if anything, we're here to help you. And we can even connect you with other people that we have known over the years that can certainly help you in what you're doing. It's an important thing to do. So, all right, I'm done with my side of things. How about you?
I'm good.
All right, good deal. Well, we really appreciate folks spending some time with us today on the Church Solutions podcast. Always open to your suggestions, always open to your feedback, your criticism, your compliments. Make sure that you give us a rating if you can, wherever you get your podcast, and subscribe to the Church Solutions podcast today. You'll be glad you did. On behalf of Steve Lacey, I'm Phil Thompson. Please take care of yourself and each other, and we'll catch you again on another episode of the Church Solutions podcast.